Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I would like to invite you to turn with me this morning in your Bible to Romans chapter 11. Romans 11, and I want us to look at the last four verses in this chapter. Let's read these together. Romans 11, beginning in verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been His counselor? Or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto Him again? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. Now, I would like for us to spend our time in this message glorying in the Lord. That's a wonderful thing to do, isn't it? That's a good way to spend our time. Just glorying in the Lord. Just being in awe of our Lord. The Apostle Paul closed verse 36 by saying, to whom be glory forever. Amen. To whom be glory. The apostle was always saying that. Always. To whom be glory. And the reason is, I believe, pretty obvious. I believe I clearly see why he would continually say that. If you would like to turn with me over to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It says in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1, it is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, and the Apostle Paul is talking about himself. This is so holy to him. This is so glorious. He can't even admit that it was his own self. He said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. He said, this was so real. Now, I don't know if my physical body experienced this, or if I had an out-of-body experience. I don't know if it was my soul only or physical body and soul. He said it was that real. This truly happened. He said, I cannot tell whether in the body or out of the body. He said, God knoweth. God knows. Such an one, talking about himself, he said he was caught up to the third heaven. The Apostle Paul was caught up to the third heaven. And he said, I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise. He said, it was paradise. I saw it and it was paradise. And he said, I heard unspeakable words. Unspeakable words. Paul was taught the gospel. Taught the gospel directly from God Himself. That's what made him an apostle. That was one of the requirements to be an apostle. You had to hear the gospel from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. You had to be an eyewitness of His resurrection, and Paul was. Paul saw him. He saw the very one who died and was buried and rose again. And he said in verse 4, he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful. And that means possible. It is not possible for a man's mouth to utter. Our mouths are not capable of saying the things that I heard. Not yet. Not in this flesh, not on this earth. And then he said in verse 5, of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. After he saw God as he is, I mean as he is, this is what he said, I cannot glory in myself any longer. I just can't do it. You know, man starts out glorying in himself. We grow up glorying in ourselves. He said, as soon as I saw God Almighty as he is in all of his holiness, I realized I can't glory in myself anymore. All the glory must go to him. All of it. Job had the same experience. If you want to turn with me back to Job chapter 38, he had the exact same experience. Job and his friends, they're sitting around talking and they're boasting in themselves. They're trying to tell each other what they know. They're spouting off at the mouth. That's what they're doing. And Job 38 verse 1 says, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Who do you think you are? That's what God Almighty said to him. That's what the Lord said. Who do you think you are? And just what is it that you think you know about God? About God. Verse 3, the Lord said, gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. You answer me. He said, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? He said, you think you know the mind and the will of God, Job? You think you understand God? And men and women believe they do. They believe they understand God. They think they know God. He told Job, he said, let's just start with creation. What do you know about creation? Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? I stretched a line on it. Where were you? All of these deep things. In verse 16, he said, hast thou entered into the springs of the sea? Or hast thou walked in the search of the depth? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? He's asking him all of the mysteries of these things. Do you know them? Do you know the mystery of death? Verse 33, he said, knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? Do you have the ability to control what happens in the earth? He said, canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds that abundance of waters may cover thee? Canst thou send lightnings that they may go and say unto thee, here we are. What he's telling him is, Job, every single time it rains on you, I'm the one who commanded that rain to fall. And every time you see a lightning bolt strike, I'm the one who sent it. Let's remember that the next time the rain falls down on us. Let's remember those are showers of blessings directly from the throne of God Almighty. The next time we see a lightning bolt flash, that is the direct finger of God Almighty. That's the command of God Almighty. Strike. And the lightning bolts say, here we are. directly from God Almighty. Throughout chapter 39 here, the Lord kept asking Job question after question after question, showing Job his absolute ignorance of God. And that's the same thing God does for every soul when He first speaks to him. He reveals to him, I don't know anything about God. I thought I did. Job thought he did. But God exposed his ignorance. And then in chapter 40, verse 1 says, Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? You're going to instruct me? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Job, what do you have to say for yourself? Verse 3, Then Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I am vile. I'm vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. I think it's time I cover my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Well, then the Lord continued with Job. That's what Job said. But the Lord wasn't finished with him. And he continued with Job in verse 6. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, Gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? I've given my judgment, Job. I've given my law. I've said this is what I demand. Are you going to disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God, or canst thou thunder with a voice like Him? Men and women believe that they're little gods. They do. They believe they have the power that God has. They believe they have the power to save themselves. And God is saying, Job, are you a God like I am? Prove it to me if you are. In verse 10, he said, Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad thy rage of thy wrath, and behold every one that is proud, and abase him. Prove it. If you believe yourself to be a God, if you believe you have a will like God, man believes he has a free will. The only person who has a free will is God Almighty. Man has a will, but it's bound. Bound to sin. And God Almighty is telling Job, you prove it. You array yourself with glory and majesty, and you look down on the proud, sinful flesh of the earth, and you abase it. Prove it to me. Put it down. Verse 12, he said, Look on everyone that is proud and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. That's what God Almighty is going to do. He will tread down the wicked, and he will bring down the proud. He knows how to abase. He told Job in verse 13, Hide them in the dust together and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee. You prove it. And the Lord said, I'll confess that you have the power to save yourself. You have the ability to save yourself. Well, the Lord kept on going with Job. He was not finished with him. Still, all through chapter 41, he continued asking Job these questions, proving to Job his ignorance. And then in chapter 42, verse 1, Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not. He said, Lord, I uttered things I didn't even know what I was talking about. I'm so ignorant. That's what Job is telling the Lord. He said, These are things too wonderful for me. which I knew not. Here I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I'll say, Lord, you speak to me. I'm not going to say anything to you. I'll ask you, you declare unto me. You declare the truth unto me. He said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. I see you as you are. Verse 6, he said, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. I repent in dust and ashes. That's what will happen to a sinner when he finally sees God. Finally. Men and women, naturally, they naturally want the glory in salvation. They want the glory for something they've done, some part they've taken in salvation, some decision that they've made. But when they finally see God as He is, they say, I think I'm going to stop. That's what they say. I think I'll stop. All the glory goes to you. All the glory goes to you. Not unto us, O Lord. Not unto us. Not unto me. I abhor myself. I hate myself. After seeing you, this is all I can think of, my own flesh. Oh, I hate it. I abhor it. The same thing Job saw, the same thing God revealed to Job, that's the very same thing God revealed to the Apostle Paul when he was known as Saul of Tarsus, a religious, self-righteous, proud, arrogant fool. That describes me. Outside of Christ's revelation to me, outside of the glory of God Almighty, that describes me. Does that describe you? A religious, self-righteous, proud, arrogant fool? Oh, what mercy it is for God to reveal something to men and women like us. Now, this is what he had to say. This is what Paul had to say after he saw God for who He is. If you're turning with me, go back over to our text in Romans 11. This right here is the same thing every sinner will say after he sees God for who He is. Verse 33 says, Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. How unsearchable. Back in Job 11, verse 7 says, Canst thou by searching find out God? Can you by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? The answer is no. No. That same verse goes on to say, It is high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? There is no possible way a man or a woman can find out God. No possible way. Unless He reveals Himself. Unless He reveals Himself. Verse 33 says, Oh, the depth of the riches. He didn't just say, Oh, the riches. He said, Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Now, over in Deuteronomy 29, there's one verse of Scripture in Deuteronomy 29. It's the last verse, verse 29. It says, The secret things belong unto the Lord our God. All the secret things. Man wants to try to figure out secret things. But the truth is, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Now that's wonderful. All of the secret things, they belong to God, and that's where we leave them. If He has not revealed it, it's His. It's His. There's no point in searching it. We will never find it out. Those belong to Him. But the things that God has revealed, they belong to us, and they belong to our children. Now, what has He revealed to us? What has God revealed to us? Well, here in Romans 11, verse 33 says, "O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor, or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again?" Verse 36, He said, "For of Him." Of Him. Now, no one, we've clearly seen that no one has been His counselor. No one can know His mind, not in and of themselves. No one can know Him. That's what He Himself said. No one can know Him, who He is and what He has done, outside of Him revealing it. What has He revealed? Right here in verse 36. "For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things." All things. That's what He has revealed. That's what He has revealed to His people. Of Him. What that means is from Him, by Him. It means He is the maker. He is the doer. He is the author. He is the creator of all things. All things. He owns and He controls all things. And it's because everything is of Him. Everything. Not just the good things. All things. All things. Look with me, if you would, at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1, verse 16, it says, "For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." Somebody will say, "Well, surely not all things." He does not mean all things. Surely He doesn't mean that. What about the bad things? What about the wicked things? What about the evil things? Well, our Lord said in Isaiah 45, verse 5, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else." He said, "I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." I, the Lord, do all these things. He said, "I control everything. I control everything. Job chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them." Now, why would he do that? Why would he present himself before the Lord? The reason is because he is the creation of God Almighty. And he had to present himself before his God. Everything is under the control of God Almighty. Everything. By him, of him, are all things. And through him are all things. Everything that pertains to salvation comes to a sinner through him. Everything. Our Lord created the adversary and all of these evil things that happen. You know, man fell. Somebody would say, why would man fall? Why would God allow man to fall? It's so God could redeem him. Man died so God could give him life. Man was under the clutches of the adversary so God could set him free. Everything is through him. Everything. Everything we are, everything we do is through him. The scripture says, in him we live and move and have our being. It's by him, it's through him, and he said it's to him. It's all to him. What does that mean? All things are to him. Well, he ended that verse by saying, to whom be glory forever. Amen. And that's what it means. Of him are all things. Through him are all things. And to him are all things. He is owed. He is worthy of all the glory in all things. It's all to the praise of his glory. Till next week, may the Lord bless his word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message, or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.